On the adjacent wall, walk towards the far side and find an image featuring vertical blue streaks. At the top is a banner featuring the handwritten words, and hold them there until they are thoroughly soaked. This work by Annie Besant is titled Pratt the Baptist, and acquires its name from a quote by Pratt. He said, "In Indian civilization, I am a Baptist because I believe in immersing the Indians in our civilization, and when we get them under, holding them there until they are thoroughly soaked." This quote is in fact written on the back of the Carlisle Indian School historical marker, located at the Carlisle Barracks to this day. It reflects Pratt's philosophy of forced adoption and indoctrination into the Christian faith, just one of many aspects of white society which he deemed superior to any of the cultural practices of the Native Americans. This violent image of holding a person underwater to soak them thoroughly is reflected in the way the artist created this image. The paper itself was soaked in English tea, an allusion to the colonial settlers who invaded North America. In the center of the image are several Native Americans, arms around each other. Besant created the image based on two sources, a drawing of a religious service at the fort done by the prisoner Atadlia, and a Sioux drawing of a group huddled together. The figures stand within a snow globe-like space, similar to the spaces that various Fort Marion prisoners depicted in their drawings of life at the fort. Faint bars of blue appear, creating a cage of baptismal water around the figures at the center of the image. Their backs are turned away from the audience, and though they are being submerged in the water, further confined by the bars of blue, they are supporting one another. Animals native to Florida, the alligator and pelican, are also included. The alligators sit at the bottom of the page, mouths open, menacing and threatening the figures.